I'm Carol Hills, and this is The World. One of the hottest public debates in Canada this summer concerns guns. Last week in New Brunswick, four people, including two police officers, were fatally shot. A few weeks before that, in Toronto, a shooter killed two people and injured 13 others. And a month before that, two sisters, a 5- and 9-year-old, were shot on a playground. Unlike Americans, Canadians are not used to this amount of gun violence. People are worried the country's changing and that the U.S. may have a role in the increasing violence. The World's Rupa Shenoy has been exploring the issue.
On a Sunday night, about 3 weeks ago, Jerry Pinkson and his girlfriend, Danielle Kane, took a friend out for a birthday dinner. They went to the Danforth, a really hip area in Toronto with lots of bars and restaurants.
And we were out on the patio, and all of a sudden we heard like what we thought were gunshots. And then we start talking about the recent gun violence that's been in the city and stuff like that.
That's when the restaurant waiters came over and hustled them inside.
And I didn't hear any sirens. We didn't know what was going on. And then this woman came up to us that was in the front of the building, was hysterical. And she's saying, "I just saw someone get shot."
Pinkson felt like he had to help. He and Kane are nurses. He waited a few minutes and didn't hear more gunshots, so he went outside.
I looked across the street. I saw an individual who was walking calmly. I didn't think anything of it. And then I heard a clicking sound, like a weapon, like something being reloaded or sound. And then I looked back and I saw him stare at us. And he threw his arms up in the air and pointed the gun at us and started firing.
Pinkson ducked. Bullets were flying over his head. He didn't think to look behind him, so he didn't realize his girlfriend, Danielle Kane, had followed him out of the restaurant.
I didn't know until I heard her scream, and then I just, like, oh, my God.
She was lying in a doorway. Pinkson dragged her inside and told her to breathe.
I was scared, and then I realized that I can't, and I had to help and try to keep her, speak talking and try to keep her alive, because I was like, I still need her. I need her here. I can't go without her.
Kane had been shot in the spine. The gunman, 29-year-old Faisal Hussein, injured others and killed an 18-year-old woman and 10-year-old girl before dying in an exchange of gunfire with police. His parents say Hussein had a history of mental illness. Police say he wasn't connected to terrorists. They haven't said where Hussein got the handgun. For lots of people in Toronto, that night at the Danforth confirmed a troubling pattern. Gun deaths are increasing in the city. They've nearly doubled in the last 4 years. There have been 30 so far this year. So the day after the shootings at the Danforth, Toronto Mayor John Tory wondered aloud,
"Why does anyone in this city need to have a gun at all?"
He's since asked Prime Minister Justin Trudeau to ban handguns in Toronto, increase penalties for gun trafficking, and do more to stop cross-border gun smuggling.
As I've said repeatedly, this is an international problem and this is a domestic problem. There are far too many people carrying around guns in our city and our region who should not have them.
It's pretty normal for Canadians to have rifles. Handguns and automatics have only been getting popular recently. The number of them registered in Canada increased by a third from 2012 to 2016, now topping 1 million. But that's still a small number compared to estimates of firearms in the U.S. Wendy Sukier is president of the Coalition for Gun Control and a professor at Ryerson University in Toronto.
One of the challenges we have is that Canadians pat themselves on the back a lot because we compare ourselves to U.S. And of course, if you look at Chicago, which is the same size as Toronto, Chicago had 10 times as many gun murders last year as we did. But I would argue we need to set our sights higher. We should be looking elsewhere for our standards, not south of the border.
There's another issue from south of the border. Many handguns involved in crimes come from the States. Sukier says historically in Toronto, about two-thirds of handguns used in crimes came from the U.S.
It would be great if the United States had better gun control, because that would benefit all of us. But the fact remains that a significant proportion of the guns that are misused originate in Canada. We need stricter controls on handguns. We need a complete ban on military assault weapons. We need stronger screening.
Many Canadian handgun owners, though, argue more laws and regulations won't solve the problem because legal gun license holders already follow a lot of rules. The Canadian Coalition for Firearm Rights invited me out to the Silverdale Gun Club, about an hour south of Toronto, off a dirt road in a rural area.
Hi.
Coalition member Dave Partnan helped me sign in with a woman at the counter.
Good morning.
Hi.
I have another guest coming in today.
We have a lot of guests.
I do.
Yeah, so what is it that you actually do down there?
I evangelize.
Partnan says he's evangelized about guns in Canada ever since he had an epiphany.
I like to call it my road to Damascus moment because it was just everything changed about my perceptions of everything.
He says he'd been raised and conditioned by TV and movies to see guns as unsafe and criminal. But 4 years ago, his wife got him a gift certificate for a session with a gun instructor. Partnan says once he understood how strict Canadian gun laws are, especially compared to the U.S., he became convinced that owning and shooting handguns is a safe hobby.
It's no different than playing hockey.
But it takes a lot more than buying some equipment to start the sport of shooting. Partnan had to complete a 2-day safety training course with written and practical exams. Then there was a federal background check.
You have to provide spousal consent if you're married. You have to provide names and contact information for any conjugal partners that you've had in the last 2 years. They ask for medication history, mental health history. They want to know that you're gainfully employed, that you haven't had any kind of financial setback that's going to put you over the edge and all that.
The process took 8 months. Now, Partnan, who's a software developer, has a collection of handguns and semi-automatic rifles.
I'm going to open up my rifle bag here.
He shows me how he keeps the guns locked in individual cases, separate from his ammunition. Partnan's licenses only allow him to transport his firearms here, and he can only shoot them here.
In the wake of these horrible incidents that happened in Toronto, and, you know, we hear more and more of all the time, the common knee-jerk reaction among politicians and legislators and all that is to say, well, we got to put tougher restrictions in place. And when you look at the regulatory environment that we're in, I don't understand how clamping down on the people that are complying with the law is going to make any difference, because we're not the problem.
While Canadians have been debating how to prevent things like what happened at the Danforth, Jerry Pinkson has been sitting by his girlfriend Danielle Kane's hospital bed. She woke from a coma a few days ago. He took a break to meet me outside the hospital.
If I was in the same situation, I would still do it again.
Pinkson's heard about the Toronto mayor's proposal to ban handguns. He thinks it's a good idea, even though he doesn't think a ban would have stopped what happened at the Danforth.
What happened that night at Danforth wasn't a security issue. It's a society issue. It's a social issue.
Society hasn't learned to help people with mental illness, he says. Partnan says that's the best way to reduce gun violence, not by allowing more people to carry guns, as is sometimes argued in the States.
I grew up in a household where we had many guns, but our view was saying that our guns are for hunting, for subsistence, for providing food for us. And when I hear about Americans, when they think of guns, their first instinct is protection. And I feel bad because I wouldn't want to live in a place where you feel that you need to carry a gun for protection. I want to make sure I live in a place that I feel safe, not having the need for a gun.
Canada may decide what kind of place it is soon. Prime Minister Trudeau's considering a national handgun ban. He said he'd make a decision about that this month. For The World, Rupa Shenoy, Toronto.